speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They're watching rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Is it 38?
38?
Is it 38?
Oh, yes, it is 38. Sorry, I thought you were saying my age then.
No, you're a bit older than that, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm 35.
Hello.
Shit.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Watch With Mothers podcast, number 38. My name's Swineshead. Hello, and I'm here with Napoleon.
Hello! Hello there! From Bonnie Scotland! Hello!
In Scotland, are you? Is this satellite link-up?
No, I'm not in Scotland, no.
Right, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm very well. We're trying something a bit new today. I'm quite excited about that.
Are you?
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to not having to record about an hour and a half of old game show stuff every week.
Right. Yeah, that can get a bit tiresome, can't it, really, after a while?
Yeah, so we'll just talk about the news today, I think.
Fair enough. I'm happy with that.
TV news, obviously, not just any old news. We're not one of those shows. News.
It is a TV site type thing, thingy, Bob.
Indeed it is. Right.
You got a wasp in there, have you?
Can you hear a buzzing sound, can you?
No, I sort of heard you go back a bit, maybe on a chair. Maybe a wasp flew at your face. A wasp?
No, I was putting a cup of tea down. If a wasp had flown at me, I'd probably scream.
Well, you'd be, whoa, 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 like that, yeah. So you'd be saying, hello, welcome to the podcast. My name's whoa, 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 like that, and that'd be the last we'd hear of it.
Yeah, probably something along the lines of, get out of it.
Get out of my ass! Get out of my ass! So you've been up to anything this week?
Do you kill wasps or do you get them out humanely?
I'll get the missus to kill them.
You chicken.
What do you mean, chicken? I've got a phobia of wasps. I'm scared of them. I run away like a big girl.
Blimey.
Blimey. It's beyond my control. It's the, what do they call it? The fight or flight thing. And I always go for flight. I do. I run. I'm one of those people you see that goes running off down the high street, flapping my arms and shouting and wailing. And when I stop, the wasp is still with me.
So you can't hack your adrenaline impulses?
No, I can't, no. I cannot physically stop myself running away from wasps. So say if I'm at a pub beer table, for instance, outside in the garden, having a beer, a wasp flies along, whoosh, the table goes up, the beer flies, everybody's soaked in beer, and I'm running around the garden going, maybe not quite making that noise, but you know what I mean.
How are you with bees?
I'm fine with bees.
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chatters. It's Watch With Mothers. It's Watch With Mothers.
So, we come to the first news story of the week, and this is one I think is close to our hearts. It's the decision by Citroën and Yoko Ono to use John Lennon footage in one of their commercials. Did that rankle with you?
Well, I mean, I've prepared a small speech, if you'd like me to read it, which just about shows my feelings towards this.
Okay, have you timed this speech?
Well, no, not really. It doesn't take very long. It's only a paragraph.
Oh, right.
It's more a paragraph than a speech.
Okay, well, give us
is that
your...
all right? Yeah. Is that all right, Your Highness?
Just give us your paragraph and then we'll talk.
Okay, here we go. He was no Christa Berg, Phil Collins or Barry Manilow, but that's no reason to use his image to flog cheap French motor cars. It's like when they use Bob Monkhouse to sell arse cancer. Nobody wants that as their legacy. Nobody. Especially when you're the man who brought us Bob's Full House. What next? George Harrison peddling air freshener or some sort of automatic jizzing machine? Outrageous! And I've underlined outrageous.
I can see your point. It is outrageous. But air freshener, is there any reason for the connection between George Harrison and air freshener?
Well, didn't he have a very smelly house?
He smoked a lot, didn't he?
He smoked a lot. He smoked a lot of dope. He was a hippie, so I imagine his house had that. What's that? Jostics, was it, they used to call them?
Yeah, Jostics, I used to have them when I was 15.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but your hippies, they carried on that kind of habit until, well, way into middle age. So I assume his house smelt of cats as well, I bet. He always thought it was a cat man.
I don't know, what, George? A cat man?
Yeah, it was George, a cat man, yeah. He looked a bit like a cat.
I'd say he's more rodenty.
Well, rodenty, what? Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose he is a bit rodenty, but, all right then.
Well, if they were animals, I think he would probably be the hamster of the group.
So he's got hamsters. What would Ringo have then?
Oh, he's some sort of beaky bird, isn't he?
A beekeeper?
Beaky bird.
Oh, a beaky bird. I thought you said he was a beekeeper. I don't see Ringo having bees.
Well, if he did, you'd be fine with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, come on then, lads. Let's go and look at me bees. Did you see what I did there?
Yeah. Speaking of Ringo, he did an advert, didn't he, recently? Who's that for?
Did he do an advert for... I don't know what the advert is. Was it for...
Santander used to be
happy. The ladies' sanitary towels?
No, I don't think he'd be able to use... Well, I suppose he would be able to use them between his bottom cheeks.
He would, yeah. If he, say, he had some kind of incontinence problem. Temporary. I'm not saying that he'd have it permanent.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
No, but Ring, he was in an advert, I think, I'm not certain of this, but it was about name changing. His point in the advert was, if I hadn't changed my name from Richard to Ringo, I might not have ended up in a little band they call the Beatles.
But you would have been, because you would still have been in Rory Storm and the Hurricanes. You still would have come to the attention of both John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and you still would have been asked to be in the band whilst you were performing with Rory Storm in Skegness. That's nonsense.
Well, yeah, that's true. I was speaking to Steve Charnock about this, one of our contributors, and he was saying...
Charnock!
Yeah, Charnock. And he was saying that it's different because, he was saying it's just as bad. But I was saying, you know, Ringo's alive, that's his decision. But with Lennon, they've done this
posthumously, but I mean, I suppose you could say posthumously or posthumously.
Well, yeah, they've done this posthumously.
Yes, and obviously they didn't ask him. Mind you, that said, Yoko has got a bit of a habit of using John's image on any old tat, hasn't she?
What's she used it on?
Mugs, T-shirts, wallpaper, wrapping paper, that album she did where it had his glasses covered in blood everywhere, that sort of shit.
I don't think that was blood, was it?
I think it was, yeah. There was his glasses were broken and there was all blood all over the place, wasn't there?
Christ. But, you know, you know, mugs and merchandise, that's par for the course if you're a rocker, isn't it?
Well, no, not really. I mean, say, for instance, we were in New York, me and you. Not like that, you know what I mean? Just as friends. And we were walking back to the hotel one day and a lunatic came along and shot you in the back. Would you be happy if I then put your bloody image and your signature all over absolutely bloody everything to make me some money?
I wouldn't begrudge you.
Well, you wouldn't?
Well, it depends what you put it on.
Well, let me just write that down. Hold on.
No, that's not a contract.
Well, it strikes me as a contract.
Well, no, I'm saying theoretically it's not going to happen. I said...
Oh, it might happen. And you've just said on record that I own your bloody rights to you. I own you in death, posthumously.
Yeah, but only if I'm gunned down in New York on some weird holiday with you.
Yeah, on some weird... Yeah, but that might happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but it might happen. We may find ourselves in New York, my friend. You may be gunned down by a crazy lunatic, and then posthumously, I get your rights. So I win that.
It wouldn't surprise me if you'd planted the gunman there.
I wouldn't have planted the gunman there. Why on earth would I want to plant a friend of mine round the corner from the hotel to shoot you in the back just so I can nick your rights? That would be ridiculous.
It's open and shut in that one sentence.
Well, why is it open and shut?
Because it's a case that I've just opened and shut.
Right, you've opened the case, you've shut the case again now, have you? Is that it? The case is never going to be opened again?
Case closed.
You're going to die.
Hello. I am Eros Abbott from the Eros Abbott A Laugh Death Show. I am here to say, listen to what you is demanding, or I will kill you. Me, Eros Abbott. Oh my, I love a party with a happy atmosphere. Thank you.
And so we move on to our next news story of the day. You're right over there, are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, Yep, go on.
Maybe you should clear your throat before we go to air.
Okay, hold on. I'm smarter than the average bear. Hey, go on then.
Right, so, yeah, this actually occurred back in December the 5th, but it's only today, or this week, that Ofcom have made their adjudication, basically, on Saturday Kitchen Live. Do you ever watch that?
No.
It's a cooking show on Saturday morning where they have a section called the Omelette Challenge.
Oh, no, I've had it, yeah. It's one of those shows, because my TV seems to be permanently on BBC One when I turn it on in the morning. So I'll turn it on and it's on, and then I turn Jonathan Ross on.
Right. Well, you've seen the Omelette Challenge then?
I've never seen, no, I don't watch it. I literally come in, there's James, whatever his bloody name is, with some cooks in a kitchen. And I think, oh, fuck that, I'm not watching that. And I put Radio 2 on, listen to Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, sweet baby James Martin, he hosts it. They have a thing called the Omelette Challenge, which is pretty much stars in a reasonably priced car off of Top Gear, but using eggs.
Right, I see, fair dues. So you have to cook. How long you can make it, how quickly you can make an omelette, is it?
Yeah, it's how quickly you can make an omelette.
Right, exactly. fair dues, I'm with you. So I can make an omelette in 20 seconds.
I'm not sure what the fastest person is, but they've got it down to like a matter of 10, 12, 15 seconds.
I can make an omelette in a matter of 10 or 12 or 15 seconds.
Right. Well, you should get on there then.
I don't want to. I'm not a celebrity, am I?
But the point is, Tom Kyme, who I'd never heard of previously, he was taking part in this. They generally only have chefs or TV chefs on this.
Okay.
His egg stuck to the pan, and forgetting where he was, losing his bearings, forgetting this is the BBC, forgetting this is England, forgetting we have manners, etiquette, and a code of conduct in this country, he said two words that he should never say on live television in the morning.
What did he say?
Fucking hell.
Language, Timothy!
Well, exactly.
Language, Timothy! That's disgraceful. He said that on Saturday morning TV, did he?
Yeah, and Ofcom noted that this was a live show, and the production team acted responsibly by giving repeated reminders about acceptable behaviour to its participants. However, Ofcom resolved a similar incident in another edition of the Saturday Kitchen series, and as a result of the fact that this current example of the use of the most offensive language was not noted during the live broadcast, Ofcom has decided to record a breach of Rule 1.14 on this occasion.
Right, what does that mean?
Well, Rule 1.14, I think.
Well, what happens with Rule 1.14? Do they get birched?
Well, everyone knows Rule 1.14.
Well, I don't. So that's not everybody, is it?
Yeah, but Rule 1.14, everyone knows about that, don't they?
Well, no. Do you want to know what I've written about this?
Look it up.
No. Do you want to know what I've written?
Yeah.
What has Britain come to? In my day, you didn't have people swearing on the television on a Saturday morning. Well, apart from when that lad rang up and had a go at Five Star, or that time that lad rang up and gave Matt Bianco a piece of his mind. But still, Saturday morning should be all about fun stuff for kids to watch, not cooking. Who thought that was a good idea? I'll tell you, a killjoy. Well, I've underlined killjoy.
So what other word did you underline earlier?
I underlined outrageous.
So outrageous killjoy so far.
Yeah, but I mean, do you agree with me that Saturday mornings on BBC Bloody World and ITV One, for that matter, not that it used to be called ITV One until they got all up their own bums, but in my opinion, Saturday morning TV should be for kids watching kids shows like Saturday Swap Shop, you're swapping people, and the other one that involves swapping and going live.
Yeah, but you're forgetting we've got our E4s and our CBeebies
these days. Oh, it's the internet age, is it? Is that what it is? The internet age.
No, digital, isn't it? Digital
TV. The internet.
Digital TV.
Well, yeah, I know, but that so we get rid of all of our traditions, is it? Does that mean that Sunday afternoon we should have a channel devoted entirely to Songs of Praise, Last of the Summer Wise and Antiques Roadshow, just so they can put some other rubbish on BBC One? Just because things have moved on doesn't mean that you should put cooking on a Saturday morning. That's ridiculous. Saturday mornings is for kids. What did you watch on a Saturday morning?
Oh, well, it went through the ages. I think it started off with Number 73.
Number 73 that? With Sandy No Neck Toxic.
Yeah, Sandy No Neck Toxic and Frank Sidebottom was on that as well.
Frank. So it wasn't Frank Skinner on that, or am I dreaming? No, he was on a comedy show. Carry on.
Neil Buchanan, he was on it.
Neil Buchanan, yep.
He's in prison now.
Is he? What for? Is it bad things?
I'm not absolutely certain he's in prison now, but he may be in prison now.
Right, okay. Well, we'll not dwell on that then. But you watched that. Did you watch Going Live with Sarah Green and Phillip Schofield?
Yep, watched Going Live. Watched the other one.
With Jamie Theakston and Zoe Balls.
There was Emma Forbes as well. Quite fancied her, weirdly.
Emma Forbes. And who was she with? Was she with Phil Collins?
Andrew Peters.
Andrew Peters and Emma's Forbes, yeah? What were they doing? What was their show called? Live and Kicking.
Live and Kicking, that
Live
was it.
Live and Kicking.
But then I also watched what was going on ITV, so you had your Get Fresh.
Get Fresh. Was that with Tommy Boyd?
No, that was Wacked. No, that wasn't Wackaday. That was Wide Awake Club.
Wide Awake Club. Get Fresh at the weekend.
We're wide awake.
Get Fresh at the weekend.
It's Saturday, no school today, so what you gonna do? There's no excuse to stay in bed, we're waiting here for you. We're wide awake. It's good to know you're ready, yeah.
Get Fresh at the weekend.
You're just singing this. That's a Mel and Kim song, isn't it?
Well, isn't that how the theme tune went?
No.
Anyway, you watched Get Fresh. Did you watch the chart show with all them whizzing space machines from the future?
I love the chart show. I used to record the indie chart when the indie chart came on.
Did you?
I've still got a million, well, I've got tens of VHSs with loads of excerpts from the chart show, really badly recorded.
Well, I don't remember you doing that, but I did have a hangover at the time.
Welcome to the Watch with Mothers Media Bowl. Is that all right?
And so it's time to kick back, take it easy, and indulge in a media bowl.
Oh!
Ay, 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 ay,
I'm relaxing. Oh, shit, your pen.
I've got my feet up over here.
You got your feet up? That's quite... I've got them up on anything. Anything particular? Stuffed panda or a poof? Have you got your feet on a poof?
I don't have a poof because I'm not in my 60s.
Well, young people have poofs.
No, have you got a poof?
No, I've not got a poof. What would I want a poof for?
Exactly.
I generally tend to put me legs up on a... what do you know, them nested tables where you get three tables?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually one of them, because her nibs has got a jigsaw on the table that's next to my chair, so I can't get me legs on there because there's a jigsaw on it. So I have to drag a table out, just put my feet up.
She's a jigger, is she?
Hey, what?
She's a jigger.
She is. She does them was gidge things. Have you seen them?
No, no idea what you're talking about.
They're quite intricately clever. What they are is they say they'll have a picture on the front, it's a cartoon, and it's all these people sort of staring at you, and as opposed to doing that picture that's on the front of the box, you have to work out what they're all looking at. So the picture that emerges at the end is completely different to the ones on the box. They're all like mysteries and clues.
Right, no, I'm a bit confused, but don't worry.
Whatever, the large jigsaw-doing community that listens to this podcast will know what I'm on about.
I'm sure that's a huge majority. Right.
A it's large time. Cross-section of the listenership.
Yeah, them. It's now time for a feature we like to call the Underwhelming Celebrity Encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Right, would you like to hear today's Underwhelming Celebrity Encounter?
Go on then, yeah, why not?
Okay, this one's from Bright Ambassador.
Hello!
Hello, Bright Ambassador.
Hello, Bright. Have we not had him before?
I don't think we have.
No? Okay, well, carry on.
Bright Ambassador once followed Motorhead's filthy animal Taylor around Newark one lunchtime in 1992 while it was window shopping.
Why did he do this?
Yeah, I mean, that is quite an underwhelming celebrity, but he didn't encounter him.
Well, is it? I mean, it depends. The people I work for would say that is not an underwhelming celebrity. They would argue that's quite a whelming celebrity, at least.
Yeah, maybe whelming, but is he a drummer?
He's a drummer, yeah, I think.
I'd say that's whelming.
So, the guy that came with, you know, do you imagine the drums? You know, he's underwhelming, is he?
Well, Newark's quite underwhelming.
Newark's underwhelming, but we're not doing underwhelming town encounters, you know, because then people could write in and say, oh, well, that's 16 years ago, I ended up in Swindon.
1992, that's quite underwhelming.
1992, that was that was reasonably whelming. It was quite an interesting year.
Window shopping, that's quite underwhelming.
Window shopping is underwhelming. But again, we're not doing underwhelming years, underwhelming windows. Windows?
Lunchtime, that's quite underwhelming.
Lunchtime, well, yeah, but that's entirely dependent, isn't it? I've had some good lunches. I mean, for instance, today I had yet another Tesco bacon and egg sandwich, hence the slight bit of wind that I now have.
So is that a failure on all counts?
I think it is. For me, I think as well, Bright Ambassador is a follower of rock. I've read his blog. I've read some of his comments on other people's site. So I know what he's all about. I know his onions, so to speak. He's a rock fan. He knows. To other rock fans, encountering that man is not underwhelming. So I'm afraid for me, that gets a he's wrong.
Wait. Well,
what's he get from you? What's he get from you? You know.
Well, I'm whelmed. What's the noise for whelmed?
Well, so it wouldn't be it'd be kind of a kind of dull thud. Like that.
Yeah, sort of like an arrow being fired into a tree trunk, but then falling out.
Right, so I'm sorry about that, Bright Ambassador, but you've whelmed us.
Yeah, so is that the end of the midiamble?
Not the end, because I've got a new section for us today, where I... Oh, are you all right?
Sorry, yeah, just
okay.
A frog in my
throat. Well, I read out some proverbs, and it's up to you to prove or disprove them.
Right, okay.
You ready? Your first one.
I'm intrigued. Bring it on.
Okay. The first proverb for you today, my friend, is a fool and his money are soon parted.
This is incorrect.
And why is that?
Katie Price.
Thank you very much. That's just proved incorrect. So we'll cross that one off the list. Number two, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Not necessarily true.
No. And why
disabled.
Would that be? The disabled, exactly. Say you're in a mobility scooter or one of those Stana stairlift jobs that gets you to the bottom of the stairs and then you're immediately picked up by a care worker, put into a wheelchair, driven out to a mobility minibus, driven off to the airport, etc.
Yeah, so that's bullshit.
That's a cross next to that. And finally, for the new segment, beggars can't be choosers.
I'm not really au fait with what kind of things beggars have to go through, well, but I imagine in some circumstances they have to make choices.
I should imagine they have to make choices. For instance, imagine you're a beggar.
Yeah.
Can you make some beggar noises?
Have you got any change at all?
Or you could just go, like that, do that.
That's an alcoholic beggar.
Well, yeah, fair enough, you do get them, you can't discriminate. Okay, right, so you're a beggar, and I'm now presenting you with some litter, right? Okay, in the one hand, you have a KFC boneless box with some bits remaining in it. On the other, you have a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese that's half eaten. Which would you like?
Ooh. How many bits are left in the bucket?
There's about 8 bits. They're just bits, though, the bit and bits.
I'll go for the Mackie D's, please.
You
boss.
Go for the Mackie D. And that, my friend, is a beggar choosing.
I've had a lovely time.
There we go, that's across next to that. Thank you very much.
Oh, watch with mothers.
Watch with mother. No. Yes.
Watch with mother.
Watch with mothers. Yes. I will watch with mothers.
Right, hello, welcome back. This time around, we're discussing the Eurovision Song Contest, aren't we?
Eurovision.
Oh, Eurovision. Bonjour, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome to the Eurovision Song Contest from Oslo this year.
Oslo, is it glamour?
Yeah, very glamorous. The capital city of Denmark.
It's not, is it?
No, it's Norway. Sorry, I don't know why I said Denmark. They're all the same, though, aren't they, all those Scandinavian countries?
They're full of healthy blonde Scandies,
exactly.
Aren't they?
Porno films, snow. What else is in Scandinavia?
Scandinavia contains euthanasia clinics.
Euthanasia, alcoholism, rocks.
Moonshine.
James Bond movies.
Crowns. They all spend crowns.
Crowns?
Crowns.
Oh, crowns. Yeah, what was in... What? What queens wear?
No, the Swedish crown. That's
oh,
what they
right,
spend.
Yeah, crown. Yeah, they all have that. You know, wait, that's not in the EEC. Fair play to them. The other lot are Denmark, Sweden, and... what's the other one? Finland.
Finland.
The country where I most want to be. Exactly. So, yeah, it's coming from Oslo this year. Sadly, for BBC viewers, will not be hosted by Terry Wogan again. We'll be hosted by Graham Norton instead. Boo!
He didn't do too bad a job last year, I have to say.
Why, did you watch it?
Yeah, I watch it every year, mate.
Well, I boycotted it last year.
What, because of Wogan?
Because there was no Wogan.
Well, no, but I still feel you have to watch it, because they're flying the Union flag.
Well, what do you want to know what I've written about it?
Yeah, go on then.
Everyone knows this year's Eurovision will be a bit shit for three reasons. Number one, the Europeans couldn't write a decent song if their life depended on it. Number two, Britain will embarrass itself again with some scrag-end song. And number three, there's no Wogan. Bring back Cliff. And I've underlined that.
So we've got outrage.
Outrageous.
Outrageous, what was the second word?
Killjoy.
Outrageous Killjoy Wogan.
No, bring back Cliff.
Oh, outrageous Killjoy Cliff.
Killjoy Cliff, yes, exactly. Because they should, regardless of the fact the man's nearly 70, they should bring back Cliff.
Well, he keeps knocking out the hits.
He certainly does. I think, didn't he have a number one not that long ago?
Well, he had the Lord's Prayer set to the tune of Auld Lang Syne,
yeah,
didn't
that
he?
Yeah, that was 2000. That was a Millennium Prayer. I'm sure he had an album out, something like last year, didn't he? And again, it topped the charts. I don't know if he had a single out.
Well, it always seems to be in the news that Radio 1 refused to play him.
Oh, well, of course they do, because he's not trendy enough. And then Cliff moans and complains about it. But you seem to think, well... You know, they don't play loads of people on Radio 1 anymore. And who listens to Radio 1? It's only young people, isn't it? It's only your 14-year-olds, your Facebookers, that type of people.
And mechanics.
Yeah, Mike and the mechanics, they listen as well.
No, proper mechanics.
Oh, mechanics listen to Radio 1. So you've got mechanics, you've got Facebookers, and you've got Mike and the mechanics.
That's all that listens to Radio 1.
Yeah, and none of them want to listen to Cliff Richard, not even Mike and the Mechanics.
So Cliff is essentially, he's pissing in the wind, he's shouting into an abyss.
Yeah, what he should do is get on Radio 2, where he belongs.
I'm not sure he even belongs there these days.
Well,
that plays
no,
things
really,
like plays things like the Stereophonics.
Stereophonics, so. What's that trendy band? The Happy Mondays.
Yep, the Happily Mondays.
Happily Mondays, the Charlatoids, the Small Roses.
The Small Roses,
yes.
Yep, them.
All of that lot. That lot off of the 60s, such as the big bands of the 60s, like the Wurzels.
Yeah, they definitely play them, but they wouldn't play Cliff Richard.
Oh, they do occasionally play Cliff. They play Cliff at Christmas, where Cliff belongs.
That is where he belongs these days, unless they're having some sort of retrospective and they play all the classics like Living Doll.
Well, yeah, Living Doll, that is a classic. That other one that he did,
Bachelor Boy.
Bachelor Boy, that one.
Bachelor Boy.
And the other
Alfie.
The other one he did, Wired for Sound. That one as well.
Yeah, what's the other one that he did? There's a really famous one.
She's a devil woman. That one.
Summer holiday.
Going on the summer holiday. So he's had loads, isn't he?
So yeah, actually, they might have room for him on the BBC playlist on Radio 1,
well,
I suppose.
Yeah, and they definitely should have room for him on Eurovision as opposed to this parade of shite they've had on. Ever since they've had the public voting for the songs, yeah, which I think came the year after Katrina and the Waves won for us, that British band from Canada, ever since then we've lost because we've just had rubbish because the public doesn't know who to bloody vote for. They're fools.
Well, people moan about this, don't they? They moan about they're not British, so they shouldn't be singing for us. But that goes back years, people doing that.
Well, yeah, because obviously before that it was handled by professionals, though. That's the difference. It was handled by professionals such as Jonathan King, the King of Hits.
Yeah, he's done nothing to taint his record, has he?
Well, no, obviously. I mean, there was a bit of bother he got into a while ago. But if I can guarantee you, mate, if they got Jonathan King, the King of Hits, back, then we'd probably get another Eurovision winner under our belts.
He's got similar lips to Rio Ferdinand.
Oh yeah, I suppose he has. What, that kind of curled off to the side sort of thing?
Yeah, the sort of Bart Simpson thing. And I've been accused of having that kind of lip formation.
Well, I can assure listeners out there that you haven't got that kind of lip formation. Whoever said that is wrong.
I don't want Jonathan King's lips.
Well, you've got Jonathan King's eyes and you've got Jonathan King's way with words.
Right, moving swiftly on. Do we know who's performing for the UK this year?
No, because we still have the annual Dredge Fest, which is the Eurovision You Decide programme, hosted by Graham Norton, usually with that idiot Jonathan Ross on it and a couple of other buggers, where they play all the songs. Usually in that there's one famous person, such as Michelle Gale, who never gets through. The public then takes a vote, and whichever rubbish is voted in goes off to Oslo, sings it, and we come last.
Well, we did all right last year. I think we came in the top 10.
Second to
maybe.
Last.
Do you know what happened to the girl who sang our song?
Did she get her boobies out?
No, she is now. Well, technically, maybe. She's now a sugar baby.
She's now a sugar baby?
Yeah.
Oh, what, in the sugar babies?
Yeah, she's one of the three lineup.
Have you noticed that old proverb, you can't polish a turd, has been disproven with the sugar babies?
How do you mean?
Because they started off, quite frankly, as turds, and the turdness has been polished out, and now they're all quite pretty.
Well, they had their charm back in the day, didn't
really?
They?
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Well, in a kind of Saturday afternoon, drinking cider outside a cheap regional supermarket sort of way.
I'm more of an All Saints man myself.
Well, yeah, they were all right, actually. They were quite nice. Even the one that wasn't.
Which one's that?
There was one, wasn't there, that looked a bit like a man?
No, there wasn't.
Right, well, who do you reckon we should have singing our Eurovision song?
Well,
in an ideal world.
Well, I think Nick Tan.
Nick Tan? What, Nick Tan off of Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast?
Yeah, either him or... who's that one? Who's that one who sings that song?
That one that sings that song, that'll be... you don't mean him? He did that one in about 1990, him?
Could be him. Paul Shane.
Paul Shane? Well, you're going back a bit there, but that would be good.
That would be class.
Yeah, I'd watch that, definitely. Do you know who I'd have?
Who?
Fabio.
Fabio Capello?
No, Fabio. Fabio. Hello, I am Fabio. You know, Fabio.
What? No, I don't know who that is.
He's a big German model. He's got long hair. He was in loads of shit in the 80s. Fabio.
Fabio.
Yeah, he's got big muscles, long hair, he was on fucking everything. He bought a computer game that involved barbarians, didn't have Wolf on the front from Gladiators. It had Fabio on it. Romantic novels, he's there dressed as a pirate, he's there dressed as an 18th century baron, all that sort of stuff. Fabio!
Barbarian, that had Maria Whittaker on
Maria Whittaker and Wolf off of Gladiators.
Can he sing?
Fabio, I don't know, but I did have this idea of doing him, doing all the Andrew Lloyd Webber classics.
That's a dreadful idea.
So you can imagine Fabio, he's up there on stage with a huge synthesizer arrangement, a la Rick Wakeman, with a London Symphony Orchestra behind him, yeah, with all lasers, like a Jean-Michel Jarre concert. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Smoke machines.
Right.
Lights, all that sort of stuff. Explosions. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, off of the 80s, Fabio. And he just comes on, he's got his shirt open, long hair. Da, 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 da. That bit off of Phantom of the Opera, do you remember that?
A bumper dumper 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 Phantom of the Opera.
Well, it goes a bit like that, but he's German, so he'd be going, sing once again with me, a strange duet. Like that, the orchestra would da, 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 da. You're in the audience by this stage, yeah, at the Eurovision. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
I'm my power over you. Like that. What do you think?
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy sounds of Watch With Mothers, here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep, or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Mothers.
And so we come to the ending. I know you feel you've shortchanged people a bit, but I think they'll enjoy that little slice of news.
Well, yeah, I just do, because obviously I'm happy to ramble on and do lots of songs and what have you, but I mean, if you want to shortchange the audience, that's your business.
Well, we'll shortchange them every 3 weeks and give them a bumper special every month, I reckon.
Okay, fair enough. I'm busy writing my own name in 80s graphic 80s stuff on a pad, so you do what you want to do.
Right, well, what I'm going to do is read you a couple of reviews that we've had on our... On our iTunes page.
Oh, right, fair dues.
Remember I asked for people to contribute, and they have done, in their twos. Yeah.
Ooh, that's all right then, go on.
Firstly, this one's by Your Underpants.
Your Underpants? Himself.
Yeah, he gives us 5 stars. Thank you, Your Underpants.
Thank you very much.
And he says, brilliant podcast from 2 angry middle-class men... I like wearing only underpants when listening to it and dancing around like Buffalo Bill. 6 stars.
Hey! So in fact he gave us 5 stars, but then he actually wanted to give us 1 star more.
Yeah, so that would have brought up our average. So thank you for that, Your Underpants. We've had a little debate before recording about whether or not we are middle class. Confusing, really. It's a confusing one. We won't go into details, but I've decided I'm nouveau riche.
Right, and I've decided that I have no class.
Yeah.
I don't know if is Your Underpants his real name? Is his first name Your and his last name Underpants? If so, he's very unfortunate.
I believe it is. I think his middle name is Fetid.
So would you think it might be Your Fetid Underpants? His middle name, so his full name is Your Fetid Underpants. His parents must have hated him from birth.
I imagine they did. But that's only the first of 2 reviews.
That's
right, the
fair good news. News. Anyway, thanks for that. That's very kind of you, Mr. Yeah. Underpants.
Mr. Your Fetid Underpants.
Mr. Fetid Underpants.
This one's from RedTop7089.
Hello there!
Hi, how you doing, RedTop? Let's see what he has to say for himself.
Hey, good old RedTop.
Limp.
Ooh.
This podcast limps along like a lame dog looking for a place to die, sustained only by Napoleon's occasional comic brilliance.
Mm.
Speaking of which... Please can his Jim Will Fix It pleasuring device song be released as a separate podcast? It's the funniest ditty I've ever heard. The talent is there. It just needs the effort to deliver. Come on, guys.
Well, I wish I hadn't said hello to him now.
He seems a bit of a bad egg to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's not very nice. Here's us. limping along like a couple of lame dogs looking for somewhere to die. And he comes along and says, we're a couple of lame dogs looking for somewhere to die.
For free.
For free. Exactly, yeah. Not only do you get lame doggery, but it doesn't cost you anything.
And he also takes his time out to, give you faint praise, occasional comic brilliance. Doesn't mention me at all.
Doesn't mention you. Well, yeah, but you're a bit like a better Ernie Wise.
I wouldn't say better.
Yeah, you're like a better Ernie Wise, and I'm like a worse Eric Morecambe. Actually, no, that means we're the same.
Technically it does, but I haven't got that. My legs aren't that hairy.
Essentially, that just makes us wise and wise.
With you
as a better Wise.
It makes us Ernie Morecambe or Eric Wise.
Well, no, but doesn't it just make us Ernie Wise? We are the new Ernie Wises of British radio in whatever the hell this is.
We're Wisecombs.
We're Wisecombs. I'm Ernick Wisecombe, and you're Morsey?
And in the event of our death, they're going to have to put this out posthumously.
Yeah, don't forget, in the event of your death, posthumously, I own the rights to you, Mr. Wise. Comes.
So, Red Top 7089, are we barring him?
Yeah, well, we're not barring him, but thanks a lot for, you know, making us introspectively look at ourselves and realise that we are like Ernie Wise. Thanks.
Yeah, Red Top, we'll take that on the chin. You're not barred, but Greg Hard, if you're listening, you shouldn't be listening, you're barred.
Yeah, up yours!
Yeah, up yours, Greg Hard.
Yeah, up yours. Anyway, that's it then, is it?
Yeah, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week, unless we're not.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, old bean.
I've had a lovely time.
I've had a wonderful time. I'm now off to sit in a chair.
I'm going to go and sit on my eggs.
Yes, well, I'm pissing in my chair.
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Watch with mothers.